Sunday afternoon, Yud Zion, Sivan, Tovshinai, and Dalet, Chavis Halvavus, Shia for the women, Shar Chesh Ben HaNefesh, Sunday, Yud Zion, Sivan. Okay, we're learning Chavis Halvavus, Shar Chesh Ben HaNefesh, and we're going to go back to the beginning of number 21 today, and hopefully finish it. 30 things to think about. That's the Chavis Halvavus' definition of Cheshbon HaNefesh. It doesn't mean the classical one of sitting and thinking at the end of the day everything you did that day, but it's the Nefesh should make a Cheshbon. That's his definition. The Nefesh should make not a Cheshbon of your Nefesh, but your Nefesh should make a Cheshbon and think about these things. And this is the greatest perek to learn if you want to, you know, Chavis Halvavus for dummies. If you want to just learn the whole Chavis Halvavus and not bother with the whole thing, so you could either listen to the wonderful Shiurim on tape and make washing dishes a little less drudgery, or you really, in all seriousness, if you learn Paragimel of this Sha'ar, you really are reviewing all the principles and ideas and yesodos of the Chavis Halvavus. So we're up to number 21. And he starts off, this is how number 21 is structured. He starts off talking about how a person reaches their full potential. How do you do that? How do you climb a ladder? How do you go beyond what you're capable of doing today and reach your potential? Because even if I can fulfill my whole potential today, but I have more potential, that's going to be mispateach as time goes on. So he's going to give us lessons in reaching your full potential, and where Siyata Dishmaya fits into that, and how you can call upon Hashem to give you a little boost, And then he shifts. He doesn't really shift. And then he talks about mitzvos, and he says one of the most basic principles of the whole Sefer. I mean, this is really maybe arguable one of the most basic principles of the Sefer, because he uses it as an example of how you can do that and grow in your ruchnius. And what he ends up saying, and people don't like to hear this, and it sounds a little like, I don't know if I can touch his wine, because the lovers would touch my wine, I don't know if I could drink from it. But he says that the main thing about mitzvahs is what they do to our lev. It's the chovos halavavos. Not only are they chovos halavavos, loving Hashem, fearing Hashem, being aware of Hashem, etc., but even the chovos ha'evarim, eating matzah, sitting in a sukkah, being mafresh challah, having a mezuzah on yadua, all the lavim in the Torah, all the chovos ha'evarim are meant only as stepping stones to inculcate in us the proper attitudes towards Hashem, the proper thoughts about Hashem. And why does he make that shift? I want you to understand, I don't know if I'm going to speak it out when we're learning it, because that's an example. He said that's a beautiful example of how you can grow beyond your potential. Because as he says in the beginning of the Sefer, in the beginning of Shara Avodas Elokim, as he says in the beginning of Shara Avodas Elokim, he says, if we would just, okay, I love Hashem, and I feel close to Hashem, we wouldn't be able to do it. We would be dragged down by our gashmius. So Hashem had to give us gashmius to kamitzvahs to do with our chomer, with our bodies, with our physical bodies, in order to get us attuned to. And that's why he says in many places throughout the Sefer that the purpose of the mitzvahs is to practice self-control. It's an amazing yesod. He says, in all honesty, the Chavos Halavos does not talk about your sophisticated women, so I can say this to you. The Chavos Halavos does not talk about the mitzvahs the way, for example, the Tanya does. The Tanya talks about the mitzvahs as 613 pieces of God. 613 spiritual accesses, and he talks about there the Reish Mem Ches Evorim of Hashem, which is very spooky, and the Shinsan Lechei Gidin, and that's spooky, and then he explains it to Tanya. Chagavodos doesn't, he looks at the, he doesn't talk about it. You don't have to say he's cholek, but he talks about mitzvahs from a very pragmatic approach. He says the mitzvahs are to rein in the animal in us and to practice self-control. Yes, you can eat, but you could eat this and you can't eat that. Yes, you can eat, but you have to wait till Kiddush to eat. You have to wait 6 hours between, and you have all those rules. Yes, you can live a normal family life, but there's rules and guidelines and regulations. Yes, you can. You can do anything, but with self-control. And that, and in terms of this Cheshbon HaNefesh, that will allow you to pick yourself up in spirituality. You understand? He's going to give he's going to start off giving lessons in how to pick yourself up by your bootstraps, how to climb a ladder, and you climb, and then you can climb even higher, and then you can climb even higher, and then you can climb even higher. And then when he gives his example of mitzvahs, he says this yisod, which is a basic yisod throughout the Sefer, that the mitzvahs are there for the lev. They're not there. This is his shita. I mean, there are shitas that hold differently. There are shitas that hold that the lev is meaningless, and the lev is only meaningful in as much as it's expressed through the 613 mitzvahs. It doesn't have to be a machlokes. Chovas Halvavas was a frum fellow. He was frum. I gotta tell you that. He was frum, and he kept Shabbos, and he put on tefillin, and he davened, and he did all the things you have to do. But this is his shita, that these are all ways to rein the Ivorim. The physical body doing mitzvahs are ways to rein in my animal, the animal shebi, and then I could begin the process of the real work, which is my attitudes towards Hashem, my perspectives about Hashem, my bitachon, my emuna, my awareness of Hashem, my love of Hashem, and that's really what it's all about. Are all those, my gratitude, how can I forget that if I'm learning Chavis HaLovas? My gratitude towards Hashem. And, and then I walk around a whole day with loving Hashem and being grateful to Hashem. And all the mitzvahs are going to enable me to do that. Because my body, my physical, would get in the way and wouldn't allow me to start. He talks about this at length in Shara Avodas Elokim. Again, here it's like a chazara on Shara Avodas Elokim. But the context, very interestingly, or at least to me it's interesting, I'm sorry if I'm boring you, what's interesting is that's not what he's coming to say. Like, the Cheshbon HaNefesh is a program for self-improvement. How to raise yourself beyond what you think are your capabilities. And he just gives that as an example. But in doing so, he says this principle, and then he expands upon it and reviews it and says it, b'kitzer, what he spends probably half of Shara Avodas Elokim saying. So it's a very wonderful principle. Number 21. Cheshbono em nafsho al mashiyesh b'cholto mimaisei avoda. What are my capabilities? What am I capable of doing? And remember what he's going to end up saying. This is not a question of, well, to some degree, it's okay. I can daven. I can say birchas hashachar. Well, I'm talking to women. I say, okay, I can daven birchas hashachar. Maybe I can do more, or maybe I can daven slower with more kavana. Maybe you could. Maybe you can't. I don't know. Yeah, that's, but how do I push myself? How do I fulfill my full potential? So that's really part of this. Also, although what he's going to end up saying is that the real question is, how do I grow in my lathe? How do I grow in my, what we like, people like to call my relationship with Hashem, with my awareness of Hashem, gratitude towards Hashem. See, I remember to say it now. My awareness of Hashem, gratitude towards Hashem, love of Hashem, fear of Hashem, awareness of Hashem. Hashem is part of my life, and that's it. I mean, Chavis HaLovas bewailed the lack of that in his days, and now we're holding like 1,000 years later, and we're bewailing it today also.
not enough people learn Cholos Halavos. That's the problem. Okay. What? No. No. I take it back. I'm not aware that he was. I don't know. I'm not a big historian. Got to ask Rabbi Wine. I don't know. He was very early. He was like way before the Rambam, way before Rashi. I mean, not right now, like a century before Rashi, 2 centuries before the Rambam. Okay, Vlahargulba, so this is what he says to do. Make a cheshon what you think you're capable of doing. Ulahargulba Vlahasmid Alea, and be consistent. You know, you're capable of doing that, so make sure you do it. I'm capable of davening Birchas HaShachar every day. Okay, make sure you do it. V'yorutz v'yachrotz la'asosan, get into it and make sure you do it every day. Achatoshav lo kaminin, until you can do it, not by rote chas v'sholom, but he means it's part of your day. You're not struggling with the yetzahara anymore. You've carved out a piece of time. Maybe it'll take a year. He's not saying it's going to happen chick chak. Maybe it'll take a year to get to that madrega, but he's giving us the game plan. The game plan is to pick a spot that you are pretty sure you're capable of doing, and do it until it becomes no longer an isayon, till it's part of your day. It's a no-brainer. You do it, without thinking, so to speak, but he's not talking about by rote, he's talking about without a struggle. You're not struggling anymore. You get out of bed and you're not struggling. I would tell a man, let's say, you're going to learn for 10 minutes Ritzufim without batola, without answering the phone, without making a remark to your friend, without, straight, with no distractions whatsoever, not even for a second. Can you do it for 10 minutes? Yeah, for 10 minutes I can do it. So, and then, you do it for half a year. You gotta have patience. And you do it for half a year till it's not a nisayon anymore. It's just part of your say there. And then you say, okay, now maybe I can do 20. But here's what he says. Vachakach, and after when you've reached that level, that you're doing what you're capable of and it has become habitual, meaning you're not struggling anymore to do it, then you try to do more. Vachakach yishtadel hosef al mashe biyecholto. Even though you've figured that this is the edge of your capabilities, so now it's time to push the envelope, see if you can go further. And he gives you a program, because you're going to need siyata d'shmaya. He's assuming you're at the end of your there's two types of potential. There's, right now I have potential, right? But let's, and I have potential. I could know 12th grade physics. I have a potential. If I study it, I would know it. But college level physics, I'd say that's beyond my potential. But Lamaisa, if I went and I studied it and I learned it and et cetera, if I broke that barrier, then that. So I really do have that potential. So I call it actual potential and potential. Right, we all have that. We all have what I can do today. If I would just do it, that's potential. But then we have what I could develop into. So I'm calling the first, it's my own words, actual potential, meaning it exists now. I have the potential now. And then there's potential. I could develop and grow. So that's also called potential, but it's a much more potential. So he says, it gives you the program. The yichsof lo belibo, you have to have a desire for it. The yala elu b'machshavto, and you can imagine yourself doing it, like when you really, really desire something, so you imagine it, you imagine yourself doing it. The yishal mehakel, and you ask Hashem to help you, to lift you up, because you're already at the edge of your capabilities. So you ask Hashem, give me a push, give me a shove, give me a nudge, give me a break. Give me a little more seichel than I have now. Send me a Rebbe that's going to explain something to me that I never understood before. Help me out. Right now you're not capable of it, as we're standing today now. min hayidia, maybe it's even knowledge, bahamaisa, the capable and the possibility of doing it, belave u mitzvo nemon, right? You're not holding there to develop that attitude and to develop that level of yiras Hashem or avas Hashem. So you're desiring it and you're davening to Hashem to help you attain it. Meanwhile, you're continuing your new base level. No brainer, right? You're coasting. Ushayasmid alzeh, when you do that bahasmoda, you do that continuously. Yamtzi lo habori bakashosav. I don't know if this is a bracha or it's a promise or what it is. But the Chavis Halevavos is saying Hashem will lift you up. The yiftach lo shari yitiyoso, and you will attain the knowledge that you need to have. You'll have a breakthrough. I'm sure we've all had the experience of struggling to understand something. I'm not saying this is what he's describing, but we certainly have all had an experience of struggling to understand something and not getting it, and then suddenly, like, boom, one day you get it. Maybe someone explained it to you. Maybe Hashem sent someone to explain it to you, or maybe you just get it on your own. V'yiftach lo shari yudiyosu v'yechzak sichlo v'evorov lamod b'mitzvosov asher lamalo miyicholto. More than you're right now capable of doing. Madrega achar madrega, and you keep climbing the steps of the ladder that way. When you hit the new madrega, stop, pause, don't jump, don't go to the next level. Relax, take it easy. Do this level until this becomes a no-brainer. And again, we could be talking 10 years. We're not talking, this could take a long time. And then when this becomes your new level of competence, then you want to move on. So again, you daven and you desire, if you desire, you have to develop a strong desire, yichsof, and you daven and you ask Hashem to pick you up again. Kmo shenemar, and this is the pshat in the pasuk in Yeshaya, ani Hashem elokecha melamedcha lahoil madrichecha bederech telech. I'll take you by the hand and I'll walk down the path with you. And the Chavis Halevavos now says that this doesn't exist only in Ruchnius. Really, this is the way the world works in Chochmos HaOlam. V'hadimyon b'zeh b'melechez v'halimud. If you learn a trade, or you learn mathematics, he's going to say, engineering. Ki alomed melocha. So in the beginning, b'haschaloso, we find this phenomenon. This is the way Hashem runs the world. We want to make a career of spirituality. But really, he says, this is how Hashem runs the world. I'll study a trade. I'll learn how to build a building. So I'll do what I'm capable of doing, and probably less than I'm really capable of doing if I grow and I steig and I become better at it and more efficient at it and more ideas and innovative and creative, right? We all have this process. You start off low and then you develop. And as he gets into it and as he churns out a few houses, you know, and then it becomes, he's doing it like without even thinking. So now he wants to move on. And the Yashna Goleha, Yorehu Habore, he sort of skips over, is this guy davening to Hashem or not? He doesn't tell us. But he says, what happens is Hashem lets him, opens up his mind, and he starts understanding, how do you grow, how do you steig? You understand the principles behind what you're doing. Because I can keep on doing the same thing every day. Right? How do I get creative? This is what the Chazalot says, and it's like mamish is true, right? If I understand the principles involved in what I'm doing, whether it's the mathematical principles or the engineering principles or physics principles or architectural principles, once I understand the principles, then I can get creative. I say, wait a second, I don't have to just keep churning out the same chair every day. Now that I understand how a chair works and the principles of the chair, I can create a better mousetrap or a better chair, right? A more comfortable chair, and it'll still hold together and it'll still be strong, because that's what he says. The shorashe hamalacha means
the theoretical principles of the malacha, which every malacha has principles behind it, uklaleha, and its rules, right, what you could do, what you can't do. But Hashem introduces that to you. I learned in school, but the more you do, this is what the Chavis HaLavos is depicting. The more you do, then if you're zochet to the next level, where you understand the principles behind what you're doing, if you have such a bent, he doesn't talk about if you want to and you daven to Hashem. He says, but you know, someone taught me how to build a shtender. So I can just spend the rest of my life building shtenders. That's a pity. I'll build, but as I'm building it, something happens. Like the mind is, wait a second, like, this happened, maybe I can figure out why this is true and why it's strong if I bang in the nail here and it's not so strong if I bang in the nail there. And you start understanding the principles behind it and the rules, umiyaleg mehem talados, and this gets you to be creative. This gives you talados. Then you say, oh, I'm going to build a better shtender. I'm going to build a more, you get creative. That's the creative process he's describing. And no one taught you this. This happens to a person without anyone teaching it to him. He's taught the basics, and then he has such a mind, maybe Hashem gifts him with the mind, and he gets creative. But he says the creative process is based on understanding the principles of what you're doing. V'chein b'limud. Before he was talking about probably craftsmen, now he's talking about science, this is like the studies. Kibal chokhmas hashiur, he's talking about architecture or math. Lo yuchal olami talmidu hashir hamachshavi betchilas inyano. You don't start off learning theoretical mathematics. You know, you start off learning 1 and 1 is 2, 2 and 2 is 4, multiplication, subtraction, division. Avo malamid also hashir hamurgosh hamatsuyer betzido betzuras harishumos. He teaches them what's in the books. He says, Kasha Sidir Osen, that's Euclid. Euclidus is Euclid. You know, he teaches him Euclidean geometry. He says, you know, A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Right? It's in the book. You don't have to understand why to work with it. So he says, when you're learning, you're going to learn how to work with it. You're going to be taught A squared plus B squared. Do I have it right? A squared plus B squared equals C squared? Well, Hashem, I remember something. Yeah, so you're going to work with it. You're going to build something because you're going to know that A squared plus B squared plus C squared. And that's Euclid. Uchshe Yovin also Talmud Heitnei, but then if you're a good Talmud, the Yachbo Slamar al Toldosov, the Hishtadlus Vacharitzas, you want to see what can I do with this? How can I be more creative? I don't want to just stay in the same spot. There must be more to this. Let me understand the principle behind it. Let me figure out how did Euclid get to understand this? He didn't get a nevuah from Hashem. He figured it out. So how did he figure it out? And you go back and you learn the principles upon which Euclid based his principles, and now you're ready to be creative already. Because when you're in the kishkes, and you know how something works, and why it works, and the principles behind it, then you're ready to grow and be creative beyond just what you've been taught. Yoreu habore hashir hamachshavi. Now you're going to learn already theoretical principles, v'yitochen klal mado, and you're going to expand your knowledge, v'yuchal aholtzi mimenu tzuros miflos, v'moloch adaka. You're going to produce beautiful architectural works, and you're going to build an engineering, and you're going to come up with chidushim, and people are going to be mispoiled. How did you manage? Because you figured it out. So he says every process, people are going to wonder, how did you come up with this? How did you come up with such an invention? How did you come to realize that if you do this and you do that, you can create a light bulb, and it's going to make a dark room light, or electricity? Like, is it a nevuah? Not a nevuah. He understood certain principles of basic stuff. So it's the people, that's how you grow. He's describing the growth process is by doing a basic level over and over, and then you figure out what it's all about, and you're able to do more with it. You're able to grow from it. V'chein b'shor ha-chochmos, ki ha-talmud yimtzo b'libo, any student will find, k'shu mishtadel b'chochma, if that's what he's into, koach elyoni ruchni. He says this is the creative process, right? So even today, right, no one can really describe clearly the creative process. It's a puzzle to the scientists who study the mind. They're not sure. It's a puzzle to them where the creative process comes from. So the Chavis HaMavos here is calling it a koach elyoni ruchni. The creative process is really a gift from Hashem. Ein b'koach odom lehoilo bo. Because where does it come from? You didn't know it yesterday, so how did you know it today? Like, when did that, who turned on that light bulb over your head? When you said, Eureka, I got it. Right? And anytime we come up with an idea, right, we don't know what to do, we don't know what to do, we don't know what to do, we don't know how to resolve a certain problem, then all of a sudden, you get it. So that's a koach elyoni ruchni. Where did that come from? And they taka don't know where it comes from. Like, they've mapped out much of the mind, maybe most of the mind, but where a creative idea comes from, a chiddush, a thought that wasn't there yesterday, and now it just dawned upon me, right? We use these words, but it's really a very big chiddush. So it's koach elyoni ruchni, ein b'koach ha'odam lehoilo bo, no one could pump it into me. It's a koach elyoni ruchni. There's a famous statement in the Gemara in Bava Basra, and that's what it means, he says, because a Navi is only knows what he's told by Hashem, and a Chacham can keep growing and growing and growing and developing more ideas based on what he knows now. What? Yeah. Not everybody's capable of it. Right? You have to be a chacham. V'omer Elihu ochein ruachi be'enosh. But the Chavis HaVolos' point is that the chacham also gets it as a batona from Hashem, because how else does he come up with it? The chiddush is he says everything's like that. Any chachma is like that. Any limud is like that. So he described the creative, how you grow beyond your potential. And he said, this is a koach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the world. This is how the world functions. You do, and then you understand what you're doing more and more, and then you daven to Hashem and you desire it, and he lifts you up and you're able to do more. Based on, because he gave you that insight. That's how he lifts you up. I now have an insight. I got an insight into... Right, I got an insight into, a few weeks ago I had an insight into Amelus Betorah that I never had before. So Hashem was very kind to me. He didn't want me to get up there in front of the whole shul and go, oh, I couldn't think of anything this week. So he gave me an insight into Amelus Betorah. And Amelus Betorah, like I'm talking about for 40 years. But I had an insight 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, whatever it was, that I never had before. So that comes from Hashem. But now, what the Chavis would want to do is now that you got that insight, you're going to do something with that insight. Do something with it. Right? And that's how you grow, and that's how you steig, and that's how you go beyond your potential. You reach your potential, you get it, that it's a no-brainer, you don't have to sweat it anymore, it's natural, like I said, then you daven to Hashem, you desire it, you want to desire, and then Hashem gives you the insight. See, he's showing us the mechanics more. It's not magic. Hashem gives you the insight that allows you to now do more. Now you're going to be able to do more, because otherwise you don't know what to do. Okay, I already daven. I know perish amilos. I know what the words mean. So, like, I want to daven better, though. So what am I supposed to do? There's many... many svarim written on tefillah, but that's what I mean. So you read svarim on tefillah and you get new ideas, new insights, new machshavos. You realize that things could have two meanings, and then you incorporate it into your davening, and now you daven better than you davened a year ago. Like, wonderful, wow, I never thought I could do this. I thought I was at the end of my rope already, but
Hashem gives so here he's describing it as that's what I think the tzustel to the melachos and the people, the workers, are that if you get insight and that enables you to grow. And now he says, he talks about, he makes like a turn and he says something very powerful, but it's really just an example. The al hakosha hazos, hakosha means a comparison. In comparison to this, roi lecha ochi shetovin, I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to speak specifically about ruchnius. This is like such a sentence, I'm saying anybody else would get into trouble for saying it. Ki rov ha'inyan ha'mechuvan b'mitzvahs shehen b'gufim uve'evorim hu l'ho'ir al ha'mitzvahs asher tiyeno b'levavos uve'matzpunim. Most of the purpose of the mitzvahs that Hashem told us to do with our bodies and with our physical, with the physical, are to inspire us, to have the right thoughts and attitudes and mind and lathe. That's their purpose. Lahoyer means to inspire. To inspire al mitzvah asher tiyena b'levavos uvematzpunim. Matzpunim means, I don't know, they translate it as conscious, you know, deep down, subconscious. But neshalehen mishon ha'avoda. Very, very powerful phrase. Mishon ha'avoda means that's what avoda rests on. That's what it is supported by. Avoda is not what you do outwardly, but where you're holding inwardly. It won't work without the outwardly. And in Shara Avodas Elokim, I hasten to say, he has a list of reasons why if you don't, and this has been the downfall of many movements, even of Judaism, and perhaps even many religions. It doesn't work if you don't have the mitzvos. It doesn't work. And history has shown it doesn't work. But he explains more deliberately and more carefully and more specifically why it doesn't work. He gives those reasons in Shara Avodas Elokim that we've learned before in this class. Or maybe whatever. He gives the reasons. Here's one, two, three. This is why it won't work. Because this, because that, because that. And Imamish gives out reasons. He gives the reasons why he's convinced that Chovas Halavavos is the main thing, and that the mitzvahs are a stepping stone to the lathe. And then he gives a list of reasons why without the lathe it's not going to work. You're going to fall flat on your face. If you don't use the stepping stones that Hashem gave you, you're going to fall flat, which history has borne out completely. I mean, if you need history to prove it, so history has borne it out. Again, this is this is the Chazal Avodah's view of mitzvahs. You know, it's not the way others view the mitzvahs. And they're both, everything could be right. I mean, I'm not saying it's a machlokas necessarily. The Chazal Avodah is explaining it this way. But he calls the Chovas Halev, your attitude towards Hashem and your feelings towards Hashem, your relationship with Hashem, is Mishan HaAvodah. That's what your Avodah rests on. The Zehain Shoresh HaTorah. Wow. That's your avoda, is awareness, fear of Hashem, awareness of Hashem. The principle of the mitzvahs ha'ivarim, the Chavis Halavis is saying, is a stimulus to greater things. Because, and this is one of the things he says in Shara Avodas Elokim, you know, I can only eat matzah for like 4 hours, for like the mitzvah of eating matzah. The whole geshef is 4 hours. I'm very frum. I wait till Tzeisa Kochavim according to Rabbeinu Tam to make Kiddush. So I'm not eating matzah till 2.5 hours later. I got to eat my matzah before Chatzos, right? Your whole mitzvah's matzah is limited, very limited. But why do we eat matzah? What are we supposed to be thinking about? Oh, that you can do Pesach night, the whole night. You can do that after Chatzos. You can do that before Tzeisa Kochavim. You can do it after Pesach, before Pesach. You can do it a whole year. You can be inspired by Pesach a whole year. And you're doing the real purpose of eating matzah. The purpose is not to eat matzah. That's not it. The purpose is, right, however you want to interpret what the Haggadah tells us, matzah zushonu ochlem al shumma. And that's what he says. And the sky's the limit. There is no limit. You do that. You can walk in the street now, you take a walk, you walk home, and you think about, oh wow, Hashem,
thank you for making me part of the nation that you took out of Mitzrayim. And you did it like boom, in the minute. And they had to rush out. They saw no hope. They were hopeless and helpless, and then boom, Paro's chasing them out. Wow. And you can think about that now, even though it's after Chatzos, even though you have chametz in your house. No problem. That's what he says. He says, that's limitless. That's the Avodas Hashem. And you walk around grateful to Hashem for that. And that's la'asoso. La'asoso is in the lave. The reason it says the ficha is because Chadrolovus explains in a different place. The peh is usually how you get it into your heart. Because if you just say, I'm going to think about it, you usually don't think about it. So you have to talk. So how do you start the ball rolling? If we would start with that, you'd never make it to first base. Because we're chomer, we're physical. And the physical pulls us in a different direction. It pulls us to want to satisfy our desires, to not think about Hashem, to say kochi votzim yodi, to have pleasure. And that's where the body is pulling us. And as the Chavichalovis explains explains the advantages of the guf over the nefesh, why it's no contest. The guf would win. He says, first of all, the guf has like many, many years head start till the person gets some seichel in the heads. So it's ahead. It ran up the score already. He says, a person exists in this world, so the goof always has home court advantage. You know what home court advantage is? So the goof has home court advantage, and it has a couple of years head start, and I forgot the third reason. But he says the goof will always win. That's why the goof will win. So Hashem devised a very good manager, Hashem. Right? Maybe he should work for the Knicks. Hashem devised a very good game plan. You know, the Knicks are the Rangers. I don't know, Knicks, Rangers, Yankees, Mets. Ever since I stopped following sports, everybody's been doing terribly. No. I'm not being as powerful for them anymore. Because this would be beyond the person's capability, because the goof would always win. Below you talking low, and you can't start. Actually, you poured me roll to avos of habaimius. You gotta make a chink in the armor of the goof. The goof wants. The goof desires. This is a chomer of a person. This is the behemoth part of a person. It's the earth. It's the achriach tivav. It's gonna push aside everything else. You think you're gonna be, and this is where they all fail. This is where you fail if you don't do the mitzvahs, because the goof will always overpower the spiritual, if you start off in like an even fight. So what Hashem does is wear down the goof. The yikshar tenuosov, he'll manage, you know, what you do. Hevid oso habore begufo. Hashem says, you gotta get up in the morning, you gotta say kriyashma, you have to make a bracha before you eat, you can't eat this, you could eat that. He gives you busy with your goof, that you're following Hashem and you're controlling yourself. This fits so beautifully into another yisod in the Chovos Halvavos, that the purpose of the mitzvahs, he says, is self-control. It's the same idea. The purpose of the mitzvahs is to rein in the bahamius of the person, to weaken the mashicha, the hamshacha of the desire, the bahamiostika desires. Now he's describing the process that he described in the beginning of number 21. Till, you know, I eat only kosher, you know, and I don't feel deprived, and I don't feel a desire to have a cheeseburger, and I don't feel a desire to eat ice cream. Right, it's a beautiful thing. A Jewish child, you know, once he's 10, you know, I want ice cream, mommy. Oh, you ate meat 2 hours ago. Oh yeah, and he loses his desire for ice cream. Right? It's amazing. A kid, but you tell him you can't have milkshakes, you can't have ice cream. Oh, we give him parma ice cream, that's what we do nowadays. But, right? But really, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And that's chinuch, and that's what the Chavich HaVavis is talking about. Like, you don't even feel it. You don't even want to eat ice cream for 6 hours, or however long you wait. Is anybody from Holland here? You can wait 1 hour, I'm not going to yell at you. Anybody Dutch here? No. Anybody from Holland? Anybody wait 3 hours? Anybody from Germany? 3 hours?
Yeah,
Okay. You missed the ice cream, huh? Okay. Until it's easy, he could be describing a 40, 50, 60 year process. Until it's easy, you've attained self-control, you've reined in the guf, and now, again, look at how he's describing an application of the beginning of number 21. V'chasha yishtadol bohen hamamin v'libo v'mitzpono v'yagir bohen mikfi yecholto, now yiftach lohu elokim shar hamalos aruchnius. Now the lave is going to take over. Hashem is going to inspire you. How does not eating ice cream after I ate meat make me a better Jew? I don't get it. You're going to start thinking about that. Once you're waiting, like, it's second nature. That's what I'm looking for. That's what he's describing. Once it becomes second nature, then if you desire to want more, I want to serve Hashem more than just by not eating ice cream after meat. So Hashem is going to, you're going to ask that question, and you're going to look for the answer, and you're going to get an answer, and you're going to understand, and then you're going to say, wow, I reached a new level of understanding. Now, because it's a very good question. How does not eating, right? How does not, I picked something that's more like a chok, like wearing shatnez. How does that make me a better Jew? So I picked the top one, but you know, you could even say, you know, I'm davening every day. You know, what is davening all about? You know, Hashem will inspire you with the famous question, which you rather never thought about before. Why do I have to ask Hashem for what I want? Doesn't He know what I want? And then when you get the answer to that, your davening will take on a whole different hue. And then you're going to daven differently. And you're not going to believe that, right? Whoa, like, you're in a different world. So that's what he's describing. Yiftach lohu elokim shar hamailos haruchnios v'yagia mehem el mashalamala miyacholto. And right now, because right now you have no understanding in davening, and you have no understanding in basar b'cholov, and we have no understanding in mezuzah, or the real hafrash, or a deeper understanding of hafrashos challah and mezuzah. I mean, you know, mezuzah. Now we all have mezuzahs on our doors, but how many of us stop to think that the mezuzah declares that this house is a Beis Hashem? You see signs Beis Chabad, right? Maybe Beis Chabad. But every Jew has a mezuzah, and the mezuzah says Beis Hashem. This is a house devoted to Avodas Hashem. It says in the mezuzah. The mezuzah is not the case. The mezuzah is the parchment inside, and we walk. We swipe it with our credit card, and we kiss our hands. We swipe it. But the Ashma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Aitaina mezuzah is a woman's tefillin. Because the bias is the woman's. So the mezuzah is her tefillin. But the mezuzah is declaring that the bias, you know, we talk about the bias is like a base of mikdash and a mishkan. But it's literally true. And the mezuzah declares that. Because the shechina is supposed to be there. And wow, I never thought about mezuzah that way. Like, I was so busy getting a good mezuzah and checking the mezuzah and putting it up in the right place and asking Rabbi Milanovich if this room needs a mezuzah, if that room needs a mezuzah, which you have to do. You gotta do, right? That's how you break through the gashmius, that you're busy with the details of the physical mezuzah. And then, if you say, but that's what it is. So you reach that second nature level. But mezuzah is quite easy because you only put it up once and then it's just up. And then, you know, if you want to, if you want to and you're davening to Hashem, He puts ideas in your head and you start asking questions and you start looking for the answers and you get inspired and you say, wow, and now every time you're walking around your house, you connect it to Hashem, just like a man who's wearing tefillin a whole day. That's really the picture. A man's outside the house, working, right? He's outside the house. And he's supposed to be wearing tefillin a whole day, which we don't do anymore because we can't handle it. But a woman is inside the house. And she has the mezuzah on her door. So she's walking around with a mezuzah a whole day. She's wearing tefillin. She's one up on the men. She's wearing her tefillin a whole day. She has the mezuzah on her door. Every time she walks through the door, she can touch and kiss it. It's okay. I'm not trying to belittle it.
But then you have to think about what the mezuzah means, right? It means Hashem is here, and Hashem is this house, and Hashem is a partner in this house too, and he's living here too, and everything we do is, we should make it. Wow, I never thought about that before. But that's what you gain, and then you gain more and more and more. What I'm saying is, like level one of mezuzah, right? There's so much to mezuzah. So much to everything. Torah is limitless. And then you'll attain what we're really searching for. Avodas Hashem begufo ubenafsho. My nefesh, my soul, my mind will be connected to Hashem. Not just my body doing the things I'm supposed to do and not doing the things I'm not allowed to do. Benirehu. When people could see, ubenistaro. Kamosham adobet alav shalom. Libi ubesori. Yirananu el kel choy. Not only, right, both. Libi ubesori. Okay, we'll stop here. It's 1 o'clock. I'm sorry.
As a person gets older, the physical body has less, the physical body starts deteriorating. As a person gets older,
yeah,
the body starts deteriorating, and as a natural person to get close to Hashem.
Okay, that's also true. That just puts more of a response. But when are you going to start getting older?